Let's, you say it after me while they figure out how to get that up there. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai, Eloheicha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Me'odecha. Amen. Hear, O Israel. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Say these words after me, first from Isaiah and then from John. And a voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and their glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord stands forever. This is my command, that you love each other. As I have loved you, no one has greater love than this than to lay down one's life for a friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. These are the very words of God. Amen. Please sit down. The word of the Lord stands forever. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Strong words. There was a rabbi, simple man, man of the text, lived for God for many years, both a rabbi and a woodcutter. One day as he was cutting wood, the Holy One, blessed be he, appeared to him and said, Rabbi, God is blessed by your hard work and by your dedication to the Torah. You're seeking forgiveness for your sins. He is going to bless you beyond anything you could imagine. But he requests one thing. Down the path from your house is a boulder. You remember it? Rabbi remembered it well. It weighed tons. The Holy One would, I would like you, said the Holy One, to push on that boulder as hard as you can, trying to roll it uphill every morning. The rabbi thought that was simple enough. He would obey just because the Holy One asked. And beyond those rich blessings, it seemed an obvious choice. So every morning he would go to that boulder. Early in the morning, he would put himself behind the boulder, his arms out, his back straight, his legs flexed, and he would push the boulder as hard as he could. He would push the boulder until he was covered with sweat, till his back ached, his legs were sore, and his arms ached. And then he would go home. He did that for weeks, months, and years. And then one day, the evil one, cursed be he, showed up and said, Rabbi, why do you do that every day? You haven't moved the stone a millimeter. Your back is sore, your arms are tired, you're covered with sweat, and you're wasting a half an hour a day when you have so little time left to live. Rabbi, I thought, you know, he's right. I haven't done anything. I'm not capable of moving that boulder, and I'm wasting God's gift of time. So he stopped. Next morning, he didn't push the boulder, and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. And after some time had passed, the Holy One, blessed be he, appeared to him again and said, Rabbi, I miss you every morning by the boulder. And the rabbi said, yeah, but I haven't moved it, and I'm wasting the gift of time that you've given me. The Holy One said, have you looked at yourself? Have you noticed how strong your arms are? How you can carry more wood than any of the other woodcutters? Have you noticed how strong your back is? Have you noticed your legs? Even when you go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, you can climb the highest mountain and not get tired.